Well, next month, a court in Florida is going to hear an appeal in a case that sums up much about the relationship between the United States and Cuba. Gerardo Hernandez and four other Cubans were convicted in Florida in December 2001 on a range of charges, including trying to obtain U.S. military secrets, spying on Cuban exile groups, and, in Mr. Hernandez's case, conspiracy in the deaths of four Cuban Americans whose planes were shot down by the Cuban government in 1996. Gerardo Hernandez is serving a double life sentence, but he argues that all he was trying to do was protect Cuba from what he calls terrorist groups, anti-Castro organizations based in the U.S. He and his fellow defendants also argue that their trial was unfair because of the anti-Castro mood in Florida, where it was held. In the first ever media interview given by any of the five prisoners, I spoke to Mr. Hernandez on the telephone from his maximum security prison in Victorville, California, and asked him to explain his story from the beginning. What was he doing in Florida in the first place?
Well, in the first place, I was gathering information on terrorist groups that used to operate in Florida with total impunity. So at a certain point, Cuba decided to send some people to gather information on those groups and send it back to Cuba to prevent those actions. In 1998, Cuba passed to the FBI some information regarding those groups, hoping that the FBI would do something against them. And unfortunately, what they did was arresting the people that had gathered that information.
But you do acknowledge that you were working as an agent for a foreign government. And in one of your defense statements, you do say that you were working with false documents, false identity documents.
Yes, I do acknowledge that. But there is something called necessity defense that says that if in order to prevent crime, you have to violate a law, you can't understand that. In my case, yes, I have fake ID. I was working for foreign government, but not to affect the U.S. interest, but to defend Cuban interests, to defend the Cuban people from terrorism.
And the crime you were trying to stop, what exactly were they, the crimes?
Well, for example, in 1997, a bomb exploded in a Cuban hotel and killed an Italian tourist. And in 1976, as you know, a bomb exploded in a Cuban airplane and killed 73 people. And that's only two examples of terrorist acts committed against Cuba. And anybody who lives in Miami, they know what Commandos F-4 is, and they know what Alpha 66 is. They got training camps in the Everglades. They dress camouflage and got weapons, and they train for the day they're going to liberate Cuba. They used to go to Cuban boats and fire at Cuban buildings, and they tried to organize an internal sabotage and all kind of action. Hopefully, the U.S. government and the U.S. authorities would do something, because they say they have a war against terrorists. But how come you're going to allow those terrorists to operate freely in Miami?
There is one very contentious charge on which you were convicted, and the reason why you are serving such a long sentence: the shooting down by Cuba of two civilian planes from the United States in 1996. Did you have any role connected to that?
No, absolutely not. I was in Miami, and the plane was shut down in Cuban waters, a long way away.
So you didn't pass any information that would have helped the Cuban government to shoot down the planes?
No, of course not. If you go to the records of those times, you will see that Jose Basurto announced way before the trip. He said, we are going there on February 24. Everybody knew that. And the government charged me for conspiracy. And they said that is because I knew that the plane would be shut down, and because I knew that the plane would be shut down over international waters, which has no sense at all. It's something crazy. But they need to blame somebody, and they shoot me.
You have an appeal coming up. What will be the grounds for your appeal?
We argue that the trial wasn't fair in Miami. Our trial lasted almost 7 months, and there were more than 100 witnesses. The jury deliberated a few hours, and they didn't ask a single question. They just found us guilty in every single count. And then the judge gave us the higher sentence possible in every count.
And you say that that is because of the influence of the Cuban exile community in Florida.
Yes, of course. During the trial, there were all kind of irregularities, to call it like that. People were filming the juries and following the juries. The press was following the juries to the cars, and there were riots or some kind of protest in front of the court, all kind of things.
So you think the jury was intimidated or even tampered with? Was it as serious as that?
I believe the jury was intimidated. Anybody who lives in Miami or who knows what's going on there would understand that nothing related to Cuba is normal in Miami.
Cuban leader Fidel Castro in the past has taken quite an interest in your case, and he's spoken on your behalf. Have you heard from him directly at all?
Well, I had the opportunity to talk to him by phone on his birthday 2 years ago.
And what did he say?
Well, he said that he's confident that justice will prevail, because he has always been confident that when the American people find out about what has been done in our case, when the American people find out the truth about our case, justice will prevail. Everybody are confident on that.
Gerardo Hernandez of the so-called Cuban Five on the phone from prison in California. And we're joined now from Miami by Andro Nodase Leon of the Cuban American National Foundation. That's the largest of the Cuban exile organizations. Mr. Nodase Leon, give me a reaction to that interview. Mr. Hernandez there was saying that he was just trying to protect his country. He wasn't trying to damage anyone else's.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mr. Hernandez is an agent of the Cuban government, which is a terrorist state. He was protecting, quote-unquote, the interests of that terrorist state. And as such, he was charged. He was an accomplice to the murder of 3 U.S. citizens and 1 U.S. resident who did nothing other than fly humanitarian missions to save people who were coming out of Cuba and throwing themselves on rafts through the Florida Straits.
Well, is that actually the case? I mean, you call Cuba a terrorist state. That is your label. And there are allegations that some of the more radical of the exiled Cuban groups are doing more than just trying to pick people out of the water.
Yeah, well, I mean, the terrorist state label is a State Department label, not my label. And the State Department views Cuba as such. Cuba and the Castro brothers have terrorized its 11-plus million citizens over the history of that country. I think it's interesting to draw a contrast between the Cuban 75 journalists that are in jail today without any trials or summary circus trials, where those journalists today are not able to be accessed by the BBC, for example, to grant an interview, in the way that Mr. Hernandez is granting an interview out of his jail in California after having gone through a 7-month trial, after also his case having been heard by the 11th Circuit Court in the U.S., and his, receiving a very fair treatment during that time, and also now that he is in jail, being treated very well, in stark contrast to how political prisoners in Cuba are treated.
He says, though, that all the defendants say that their trial was unfair because of the atmosphere in Florida. And that point was accepted by another court, though that was again overturned on another appeal. Was there intimidation?
Yeah, I don't believe that there was intimidation. The U.S. is a country of laws and due process. I think due process has been served. Mr. Hernandez's case will continue through the courts, but the reality is that he himself has admitted to being guilty of the things that he's been charged.
Not in the case of conspiracy to murder. He does not. He says he has nothing to do with the downing of those 2 planes.
Right. Well, yeah, I think that process will continue through the courts in the U.S. again, which is in stark contrast to what happens in Cuba. I point back to all the consistent human rights abuses in that country that are well documented by Amnesty International, against its own people. I mean, here you're talking about an agent of a foreign government, again, a government that is classified as a terrorist state by the State Department of the U.S. It's no different than a U.S. agent having been caught.
So just in a word, you are convinced that he and his fellow defendants, they are guilty?
They certainly are guilty. And again, I think due process has indeed shown that And I don't really think Mr. Hernandez denies that.